Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. Actually, and we're still on the Yud Amud Beis. We're on the last line before the lines get really wide. The last of the medium-sized lines. Okay, still in the middle of this amazing Gemara about Tzedakah, and on the last line. Nene Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered for Amar and said, Tzedakah Teromim, Elu Yisrael, that's the Jewish people. All these psukim now, all these gedolim are going to mention the contrast between Jews and goyim. So Eli Yisrael, the chesed for mikam chesed goy echad, the chesed leumim chatos, and chesed for the nations is a sin. Call tzedakah v'chesed sheumos ovzei kochavim osin. Any tzedakah or chesed the goyim actually do, chet hu lahen, it's a chet for them. She'ain osin elakadei shetimshach malchusan. They only do it to extend their kingdoms. Shemar, like it says, Lahon Malka, Malki, Yishpar Alecha, Vechaticha, Bitztaka, Prokfa, Visicha, Vimichin, Veinin Hain, Dahave Arka, Shalulusach. Yeah. That pasuk basically says, that the whole purpose of, of giving anything to the Aniyim was to extend the kingdom should last longer. In other words, it wasn't with any true motives. Nana Rabbi Gamliel Amar Tzaka Teromim Goy Elu Yisrael. That's a reference to the Jewish people. Dechsev Umik Amcha Yisrael. Right. Dot. Chesed Lumchatas Kol Tzaka VeChesed Shakam Osin. Any Tzaka or Chesed the Goyim does. Chet Tu Lehet Tzachet Gzun Chain Osin Elahis Yahibo. They only do it to glorify themselves. Anyone who does that goes to Gehenim. Shenamar, like it says, Zach Yehir Lutz Shemo Ose Bezad Be'evra Zadon. Vein Evra Ela Gehenim. Shenamar Yom Evra Hayom Hahu. Amar Megamliel, but Adayin Anu Tzrichin L'Modai. We still need the Modai. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar HaModai Omer. He says, why do we need him? So the In Yaakov answers, because So what? In other words, so what that goyim give tzedakah for ulterior motives? They don't have a mitzvah of tzedakah. They do it because they want glory. They do it because they want to keep the kingdom longer. So what? What's wrong with that? There's no mitzvah that a goy has to give tzedakah l'shema. There's no mitzvah. So we're going to need Rabbi Elazar HaModai is going to compare that they curse Hashem. That's one of the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. That's what we need him for. Omer tzedakah trom el Yisrael. That's everyone says that. Tzev mikam chesed goy echad. The chesed umim chatos. Kol tzedakah v'chesed sheakam osin. Any tzedakah v'chesed the goy does. Chet hu lahen. It's a chet she'ein osin el lecharef oso bo. The only reason they do it is to curse the Jewish people. Shenemar v'yovo v'yas Hashem kashadiba ki chatosim Hashem v'shon zavukolo v'yelachem hadavar hazeh and Hadavar Hazeh, yeah. And by cursing the Jewish people, you're cursing Hashem, because we're the representatives. So therefore, that's what I need him for. God doesn't want to give tzedakah l'shema? It's a big deal. Doesn't have to, but he does not want to curse Hashem. Neder ben Chuni ben Akonav, Omar tzedakah teromim v'goy v'chesed Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Chuni ben Akonav changed it. He stuck in chesed also with the Jewish people. Ul'umim chatos. And the guy gets a chet. Omar lehem. Rabbi Yochanan Medakai, the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan Medakai said, "Nirin Divrei Menuchuni Ben Akonav, Divrei Umedivreichem." He's the best. He's better than me. He's better than everyone else's. Why? Because who knows? It's Tzedakah V'Chesed LiYisrael. Because he stuck the word Chesed by the Jewish people. Ula Akum Chatos. And since Rabbi Yochanan Medakai said that, Michlal to Hu Nami Omar, he also said something. He said, "What he said is better than what I said." Well, what did he say? What did he say? The Tanya, Amalehem, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Kishem Shachatas Mechaperes Al Yisrael, just like a Chatas is Chaper on Yisrael, Kach Tzedakah Mechaperes Al Umos Olam. Believe it or not, that's a way for the Goyim to have some Yeshua is with Tzedakah. Okay. Now, Ifra Hormuz, we had her already. She was the Ime de Shmur Malka. She was the mother of Shmur Malka. Anyway, Shadra Arbamea Dinri, the commander of Ami. He sent 400 dinar to Ravami. For Loki Blue Linu, he didn't want to take it. Shadrinhu Kame Durava, he sent it to Rava. The Kablinu, he took it. Mishum Shalom Malchus. Right? Because of Shalom Malchus. What's he going to do? Not take it? How can he not take it? Now, this is a legitimate Shalom Malchus. In other words, there could have been serious repercussions had they not taken it. We'll get to that in a minute. Shamar Rami heard. Ikbid, he got upset. Amar lesle biyavesh kitzira tishbarena nashim ba'os mi'iros. What that means is biyavesh kitzira, when it's dried up, tishbarena. It's very easy to break it. When something's dry, when the tree is dry, it's very easy to crack it. So too, when the goyim are down and they're even weaker, they're very easy to break. Like a woman comes, she could get destroyed. Because women are frail and fragile. So too, when the goyim are down, you took Yom Kabbal Tzaka from her. Now you gave her more chiyus, you gave her more chizak. Why'd you do that? So Rava Misham Shalom Malchus. Rava did it because of Shalom Malchus. Right? So the Rav Elchanan wonders is that Rav Elchanan wonders that is the iser to take tzedakah from a goy. Right, what was going on? They didn't want to take tzedakah from a goy. A goy should give me tzedakah. I don't need tzedakah. Is that an iser daraisa or is this a darabana? If it's an iser daraisa, that means that Shalom Malchus can override an iser daraisa. That's very interesting. As a matter of fact, right, if it's an iser darabana.
How many iser daraisa?
What?
Based on what?
Based on what? I don't know. You should just know that the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says in Hilchas, of all places, Hilchas Esrog, there's one little simon there, Taf Reish Nun Vav, where he talks about Hidur Mitzvah, spending more money for a better Esrog. So the Ramah says, how much more do you have to spend? You can't spend more than a fifth, which we'll get to that in a few minutes with Munbaz. You can't spend more than a fifth. You're not supposed to spend $1 million to buy an Esrog. What about a Los Asay? What about low sase? How much you have to give not to do a low sase? So the Ramah says, all your money. All your money. It's in the first, one of the first few pages of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim points that out. Lashon Hara is a low sase. You have to give all your money not to speak Lashon Hara. It's a frightening, frightening thought. You have to give all your money not to do a low sase. Said the Magen Avraham, but if it's Shalom Malchus, you could do it. It's a legitimate Shalom Malchus. Legitimate. Shalom Malchus, they ask you to wear shatnez, let's say. Maybe you're allowed to. I don't know how if we pass that Magen Avraham, you see it here also. Shalom Malchus, that's what I said to you. It could be relevant what kind of iser that is. It's a sinister daraisa. What would the iser daraisa be? I don't know. The Rav Elchanan, the Olach HaShulchan seems to think it's sinister darabanan. Don't take money from goyim. Don't leave. Let the goyim support themselves. We'll keep ourselves. But there's a legitimate Shalom Malchus, it might be okay. What? It's very hard to understand. Very hard to understand. Right, right. They're driving by and they want to be, and we don't need the money really, I understand. Right, right. Right, right, right. I know, I hear you. Rav Ami Nami Mishum Shalom Malchus. Rav Ami also held that there was a concept of Shalom Malchus. Of course he understood that. But what he said was, good, I understand we can't not take the money. So we'll take the money and we'll give it to Goyim. We'll also give it to Ani and then a Goyim. Rav Nami Lani of the Chachav Mi'avinu. Rav did the same thing. He gave it to Goyim. Rav Ami, the Ikvidu, why was Rav Ami so upset? Because the law of Sayum Ekameh. He didn't hear the end of the story. No, he didn't have a chance to hear the story. That's exactly what Rav did with the money. He gave it to Aniye Goyim. That's what he did with it. From the top line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Top line. What? You're not late. Tanya. Amru Olav Al Binyamin HaTzadik. They said about top line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. They said about Binyamin HaTzadik, Shahi Mimuna Al Kupa Shal Tzedakah. He was the guy by Tzedakah. Pamachas one time, Basa Isha Lefan. If a woman comes in, B'shnei B'tzara, it's during a famine. Amrili, she says, Rebbe Parnaseni, I need money, support me. Amalah Ha'avoda She'ein B'Kupa Shal Tzedakah Klum. Don't have anything. It's empty, the Kupa. It's empty. Amrlo, Rebbe, im einatam mefarnaseni. If you don't support me, hare isha v'shiva bana neha mesim. Me and my seven children are going to die. We mamash have nothing to eat. Amari gets up, uparnasa mishelo. He gives out of his own wallet. So why did he give out of his own wallet now? After she said she had seven children, not before. So the marsha says because he didn't have so much either. So he was saving it for like these really, 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 you know, dire situations. When he heard that this is a bit, this is one of the situations, and he opened up his wallet. L'yamim, after a while, chala v'natolamus. This person, Binyamin, Hatadik, was going to die. Amru, Malchai Shart of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, so the angel said to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Ata Marta, you said, Hashem, you said. When Hashem say that? You said that kol hamakayim nefesh achas miYisrael kiilu kayim olam moly. You said that. If you save one life, it's as if you save the whole world. Where did Hashem say that? Look at Rashi. Last wide line of Rashi. Ata amarta. Bitorah sechel amadnu. We learned that from the Torah. Because it says, lefikach nivra adam yechidi. That's why adam was created alone. No animal. Every animal was created with a bunch of other animals. Right? Lo malacha, to tell you, kol hamakayim nefesh achas miYisrael, you save one, Israel's parentheses, you save one person, is it a Jew or not, I don't know, kiilu kayim olam mala, you save the whole world. Uksiv, another source, that when Hashem said to Kayin, kol dmei achicha, the bloods of your brothers crying out, who are the bloods? Damim, v'dam zer Yosef, the blood of Hevel, and all his descendants that were never going to be born. And if you would have saved your brother, if you save somebody, you don't save him, you save him and all his descendants that are now going to be born. Why? Because Midah Tov is just no worse than Midah Peronius. So therefore, what do you see? You said, Hashem, that if you save one person, you save the whole world. He should die so soon? He saved a woman and seven kids. He should die so soon? Biyad, right away, Carlo Gzardino, it was ripped up. Tana Hosifalu Esim Shtayim Shana Al Shnosov. He was given an additional 22 years. Why 22 years? You like the story?
Yeah, I don't know why. Why did he need, like, defense attorney?
I don't know.
That
I don't know.
Guys,
what?
Was it for that appeal of that, Malach?
Yeah, anyway, why 22, of all things? Where did number 22 come from? You ready for this? Torah Chaim says, because there are 22 letters of the alphabet. So he was Makai in the 22 letters of the Torah. He was given a zechus of 22 extra years. Very nice. Then Yaakov says, because if you take 22 years, the number 22, with the amount of months that... all the extra months of 22 years, right? There's like 7 times every 19 years. So if you add up all those months, it comes out to, it's at least 8 more months. So it comes out to the cheshbon of 272 months. 272 months is gematria ra'av, which means hunger, right? He satisfied the hunger of these people, and he was given those number of months to live. No? No good? You don't like that. We'll try another one. How about this one? The Ol Moshe says, in the name of the Gra, that if you take the amount of time that each of these people was, there were 8 people here, right? The 7 children and the mother. Each of them is usually, in those days, nursed for 24 months, and they're in a baby's body, and they're in their mother's womb for 9 months. That's 24 plus 9 is 33. Okay? Right? 33 times 8 is 22 years. You like that one? Not that one either? We'll try another one. How about the Chavetz Chaim? No. He sustained these people. That's how long it takes them to be on their own. You have to be in a womb for 9 months, then you have to be nursed for 2 years. So it's that even the mother. The mother was in someone's womb, right? She was nursed by somebody. That's how long it takes them to get back on their feet. He gave them more life, so he was given an extra life compared to the life that they got started. You don't like that one? How about the Chavetz Chaim? The Chavetz Chaim says that he was the following pasuk says that v'chiyomach achicha umati yado imcha v'chazaktabo gertosha v'chayimach al tikach mito neshech v'tarbis v'yresim alakecha v'chayachicha imach. Right? He supported these poor people. Those psukim have 22 words in it. If you don't like that one, you're a hard bargain, man. The Marsha says that how many years did Rivka, how many years did Yaakov Avinu stay away from the house? 22 years. Right? When Rivka said to Yaakov, go away for a few years. How many years was that? 22. What do you see? This is a few years, 22 years. And the last one I'll tell you is the name of the Gra. The Gra says as follows. We said yesterday that if somebody is mefayis you with words, you get yud aleph brachas. So he says that when he told her there's just no money, that he was mefayis her. He didn't just throw out. He told her, listen, it's very tight over here. It's yud aleph brachos. The Gemara in Sota says that a bracha pushes off piranus for 3 months. That's a Gemara in Sota that says that. So you have now 33 months. It's 11 times 3 is 33 months. Times 8 is the same 22 years. Okay? If you don't like any of that, I am really sorry, because those are, some of them was really good. The best I could do. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisi b'mun bas hamelech. There was a story with Munbaz the king. He was a king. Rashi says that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim. It's a machlokas who he was. Some say he was a ger. Either way, he was a good man. And he, during the famine, he opened up the storehouses and the treasure houses of all his fathers and all his ancestors' riches, and he supported everybody. So even though we know that when somebody is mevazvez, he can't be mevazvez yotzer mi chomesh. You can't give more than a fifth of your charity. How can he do that? So some say, well, what's the reason why you can't do that? Because you can't become an oni giving tzedakah. That's crazy. You can't do that. You can't be an oni. You can't become an oni on behalf of giving tzedakah. You're going to give everything you have to. You can't do that. So you can't give more than a fifth. That doesn't apply to a melech. Melech doesn't have run into deficit problems. Melech can give whatever he wants. Others say very rich people doesn't apply. The guy's a multi-millionaire. What, he can't give 1/4? It's only a fifth?
The king's different in this case. The king is
responsible. But apparently he went over above and beyond, because everyone's going to get upset at him. But even still, the king doesn't apply to a king, doesn't apply to a rich person. The Rambam has an unbelievable... The Rambam has a pshat.
The king is responsible.
I hear you. The Rambam says that in Masechus Peya that this rule about not giving a fifth, that's only if there's no ani in front of you, in your face. If there's an ani in your face, you might have a chiyuv to give more. Or certainly it's a midas chassidus to give more. When do we say, just stop writing checks? Don't write so many checks, you're going to become an ani yourself. But if an ani mom is right in front of you, it might not be the same. V'chaveiro alav, achiv uveis aviv. Everybody gathered around him. V'armur, they said, avosecha ganzu vosif al shalavosam. All our ancestors spent so much time collecting all this riches. V'atam avazmisa, you're just giving it out. Amalahem, avosecha ganzu lamata. They did it for this world, for the lower world. V'ani ganazti lamayla. I'm doing it for the next world. Shenemar emes me'eretz titzmach mitzedek mishamayim nishkof. They did it for a place where your hand can reach, meaning this world. I'm doing it for the next world. It doesn't do peiros. It doesn't produce any peiros. I'm doing something that will produce peiros. Shenemar, like it says, Imri tzadik kitov kipri ma'alei. Where am I? Kipri ma'alehem. Look at Rashi. Davar she'osa peiros. You see that Rashi? Va'keren kayam la'olam haba va'peiros ochel b'chayov. Shenemar kipri ma'alehem yochelu. Right? What does that mean? That means that the keren is for the next world, but the peiros are eaten in this world. You have a kasha on that? Any kasha on that? We say every morning, El Devarim Sha'ochel Porosel Baal Mazev, Karen Karen is Baal Mabba. Tzedakah is not on the list. Tzedakah is not on the list. Right? Who answers this question? I'm not sure who says it. So some say, the Rambam says this, any mitzvah, Benodom L'Chaveiro, is subsumed under the rubric of Gemilas Chasadim. It's Gemilas Chasadim. Right? So therefore what? Therefore when it says one of them on the list is Gemilas Chasadim, it includes Tzedakah. The problem with that is, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, the Beis Halevi asks this question, the Chavetz Chaim asks this question, there's a Gemara that says that Gemilas Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah. Because it's with your guf, Tzedakah is just your money, Gemilas Chasadim is emotional, right? All these reasons why Ches is greater than Tzedakah. So what do you see? You see they're entirely different. So how could you tell me that tzedakah is included in chesed? How could that be? Okay? Right? You hear? Here's the base of Levi's answer. There's a Gemara in Masechet Kedushin on Mem Amud Aleph that says, Aveira she'osa peiros, an Aveira that has peiros, yesh lo peiros, has peiros. V'she'ein osa peiros, ein lo peiros. And if it doesn't have, it doesn't have. Says the Beit HaLevi, we know that Midah Tova is better than Midah Peronis. So if that's true by Aveiros, it's certainly true by Mitzvahs. Certainly true by Mitzvahs. Ah, what does the Mishnah in Peah say? The Mishnah in Peah only lists 11 things. Shachris Arvis, Shachris V'Arvis, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrish, right? Biker Cholim. What about Tzedakah's not on the list. So the Beit HaLevi says that those Mitzvahs are different. Why? Because even if they don't produce peiros, we still treat it as if they do. That's what kibbut of aim. What's the long-lasting effect of kibbut? There is none. There's no peiros. Hashem treats it as if there is, and therefore you're going to get peiros here, and the Karen's going to be in the next world. Right. Tzedakah is not mentioned because tzedakah by itself is peiros. And if it's peiros by itself, then of course you're going to have peiros. That's his answer. Okay. Where are we up to? Avosai gonzu otros mamo. They gathered money. Vani ganasti otros nefashot. I'm gathering souls. Shenemar pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lokeach nefashot chacham. Avosai gonzu l'acher. They did it for other people. Vani ganasti l'atzmi. I'm doing it for myself. Shenemar v'lech v'chati yetzaka avos. Avosai gonzu l'olam hazeh. Vani ganasti l'olam haba. They did it for this world. I'm doing it for the next world. By the way, there are six, he mentions it six times to tell you that tzedakah has six brachas, right? Like we said yesterday. Shenemar v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kavod Hashem yaspecha. And with that, we conclude 2 days of amazing gadat of tzedakah, and we're back to Baba Basra. The Mishnah said, "V'mkana ba bayis beis dira hareu ka'an she'ir." Once you buy a house, even though you're not there a year, but you've already put a down payment, your mamash like a regular townsperson regarding contributing to different issues in the town. Maslisin to lo kav shir mengam bil. This can't be like kav shir mengam bil. Tanya, kav shir mengam bil. Omer im kana ba karka kol shor areyu ka anshe ir. All you got to do is buy a little plot of land, not a house. V'hatanya kav shir mengam bil. Omer im kana shin karka ruil beis dira areyu ka anshe ir. Ah, a different brisa says that kav shir mengam bil says you have to buy mamash beis dira. So the Gemara answers, Shrei Tanoi Aliba de Rashir Megamlil. Two Tanoim have an argument what Rashir Megamlil said. Rashi said that whenever we say this, Shrei Tanoi Aliba de Rashir Megamlil, what that means is, two students heard, or thought they heard, X or Y. Right? I heard him say that. No, I heard him say that. That's what Rashi always says. One of them is wrong. One of them is wrong. The man only says one thing. One of them is wrong. Which one? I don't know. We don't know. One of them wasn't medayik so carefully what the Rebbe said. Made a mistake. The Halichas Olam says, if not for Rashi, I'd say it's a different shot. I would say that the fascinating thought. I would say the Rashir Ben Gamliel, Marshall, he changed his mind. He changed his mind. So one day he said one thing in Shir. The next day he took it back. That guy wasn't there. So the other one heard X, and he mamish heard Y. We're not saying the students, no one's wrong. No one's at fault.
That makes more sense, though. Think about it.
It does make more sense. Yeah. What we're saying is, he thought it over. You know what? That's the wrong shot. What happened? The other one's already was already gone, and they never caught up. No, I heard him say that. No, he took it. It was Choser. No, I'm not holding you. It's Choser. Right? Okay. So next Mishnah. Ein chalken es hachatzer. You don't divide up a chatzer. Ad shehei arba amos lezeh v'arba amos lezeh. There has to be at least 4 amos for each party. Otherwise, it's not called a chatzer that you can have normal hishtamshos. V'lo es hasadeh, not a sadeh. Ad shehei batisha kavin lezeh v'tisha kavin lezeh. 9 kav for each party. Rabbi Huda Omer ad shehei batishas chatzi kavin lezeh v'tishas chatzi kavin lezeh. Fine, 9.5. V'lo es hagina, you can't divide up a garden. Achiyeh b'chatzi kav l'zeh v'chatzi kav l'zeh. Each one has to have at least a half a kav in which to work the garden. Rabbi Akiva Omer, beis rova, has to be a beis rova. V'lo es hatraklin, you don't divide up a palace. V'lo es hamaron, or a maron. Rashi says, mine palatin, a type of palace. Others have a different shot. Others say it comes from the word, like we say Rosh Hashanah, kivnei maron. Like you go, like sheep, kivnei maron, in front of the shepherd. So it's like a flock. V'lo es hashovach, not a shovach where they keep the birds. Below is a talis, not a talis. Below is a merchatz, not a bathhouse. Below is a beis abad, not a wine press, some kind of press. Below is a beis hashlochin, not a different kind of press. Ad shiyehei behen kidei lozeh v'kidei lozeh. Has to be a normal amount, a normal usage for each party. What that is, that could depend on the times and place and where you are, how much it is, how much it's worth, but it's all relative. But the point is, it has to be normal use. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol shechalek v'shmo alav, if you would divide it, and it would still be called by its name. In other words, would it still be called a garden? Would it still be called an orchard? One tree does not an orchard make, right? One little spot of land that you can't even walk on, that's not a garden. If it would be called a garden, good, and if not, not. Chalkin v'yamlav ain't chalkin. Ein Masai, when is that true? Bizman she ain't shneim rotzin. They don't want to agree. Abal bizman she shneim rotzin, they agree? Then afilu pachas migan yachloku. You can even divide less than that. Rashi says, this is only here, that's pashut. You could, like we say in American law, you could stipulate to anything. You could agree to anything. Rashi says, that's only here to tell me the next line. The next line is that you can't do that for Sifrei Torah. Can't split a sefer, not even Sifrei Torah. Those days, all Sifrei Kodesh were written like Sifrei Torah, so you can't split those. That's Rashi. The Adraman says no. It's to tell you that there isn't an issue of Bal Tashchis. There isn't an issue of Bal Tashchis, right? The Kisvei Kodesh. What's Kisvei Kodesh? Fascinating. Rashi. Rashi says Chaf Dalet Svarim, right? Chaf Dalet, the 24 books of the Tanakh. They're written like our Sefer Torah. You can't cut that up. Even if they want to, we don't let. That we don't let. The four amos that we said you're entitled to is chutz mishal psachim. That's not including the front door. Right? In other words, you were given another four amos, besides the four amos for the thing, you were given another four amos for the chatzar. Why? Rashi says, because you need a place to unload your animal. You can't be expected to unload your animal in the house itself, because you're going to break the dishes. So therefore, you have another four amos outside. The Yad Ramah says, the reason why you do that is because, the reason why you give another four amos is because you can't be expected to go in at night, and you can't see what you're doing, you're going to break your stuff. Outside, you have the light of the stars. So you have a little bit of light outside, you'll be able to unload your animals. Tanya nami hachi, ein cholken es nachar tza'achi, eba shmona amos hazeh, eba shmona amos hazeh. Ay, vanan tanan, arba amos hazeh, arba amos hazeh. Only, our mission says only four. Ela shmamina, kid rabasi shmamina. What do you see? The rabasi's right, that you give it another four for the chatzar. So why didn't our mission say that? So why didn't the mission say 8x8? Why did it say 4x4? So really it's 8x8. Two answers. The Rajba answers, because let's say there was no chatzar. There was no chatzar. It was only 4x4. Then of course you could divide it. You're living your whole life like that. You never had that. You didn't have the luxury of having that chatzar. You had a very small garage. You shared a shared driveway. Now all of a sudden you're entitled. No, of course not. Of course not. The whole life you live like that. You're not entitled to more. Right? That's the Rajba's pshat. We'll stick with the Rajba. That's the Rajba says. You can't be entitled to it if you never had it. So the Mishnah is telling you, this is the bare minimum. Yeah, you have a larger field. Of course you're given another four. You're used to it. So it goes whatever you're used to. Fikad Dramila, Mirma, the others learn it like a kasha. Nah, nein chalken as a chatzer. You don't divide up a chatzer. Ad shehe ba'ar ba'amas hazeh, ba'ar ba'amas hazeh. Ay, ba'tan yishmon amas hazeh, v'shmon amas hazeh. Ay, we lived else with eight. No, Amar Vasi, Amar Biyochanan, no. Ar ba'amas amru chutz mishal psachim. It doesn't include the door. Amar v'huna, chatzer mitzchalekes l'fi psacheha. A chatzar is divided according to how many entrances it has. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Rav Chista Amar knows in arba amos l'chol pesach u'pesach. You get four amos for each door. V'ashar cholkin b'shav, and the rest is divided evenly. Tanya kavasid Rav Chista tzachim shev chatzar. If you have an opening in the door, opening and going into the chatzar, sheyesh l'arba amos hoy lazeh pesach echad v'lazeh shnei psachim. In other words, we're sharing the houses. I have one entrance to the chatzar. You have two entrances into the chatzar. So how do we divvy up the land now? We just said there was a machlokes. Either you divide it by the doorways, or no. Rav Chista said each doorway gets four amos special. So zeh sheyesh lo shnei psachim notel shmona amos vashar cholkin b'shav. Hoy lazeh pesach rochav Shmona Am. 1 minute. Did I read this right? Next case. Ha'ilozeh Pesach Rochev Shmona Amos. If you have an 8 Amos open door, notel Shmona Amos Kenegad Pesach. He takes 8 Amos Kenegad Pesach. Ba'arba Amos Pechatzer. And 4 Amos for the Chatzer itself. So Arba Amos Pechatzer Ma'avedetayu. Who's talking about Chatzers? We're talking about the door. Amar Vabaya Hachi Kamar. Here's what he means to say. Notel Shmona Amos Ba'orech HaChatzer. You take 8 Amos for the length. Why? Because you have 2 doors. Ba'arba Amos Ba'orechav HaChatzer. And 4 Amos for the width. Because the minimum width is 4 amos. Amar Amemar, Amemar says, Hypera desufli. If you have a pit where you put in garbage, so yeshlo arba amos lechol ruach ruach. It doesn't necessarily mean garbage. It's some kind of pit that you stored stuff in. It could be zevel, it could not. Anyway, you're given 4 amos each ruach, each side. Flo mor nel delo miachid le pitzcha. That's only true if you didn't designate a doorway. Avo miachid la pitzcha, but if you designated a doorway, ein le ela alba amos of ne pitzcha. And you get 4 amos in front of that doorway. Amar Rav Huna. Achsadra is like a porch that doesn't have walls. Just like a gazebo without wall, like a chuppah. That's what it is, like a chuppah. Ein lo dalar amos. You don't get 4 amos for that. Time am I? What? Because time am I, the only reason we gave you an extra 4 amos was Mishum Pirik Maso. So you have space to unload your donkey. Hacha, after the aisle, the gabel, we're firing. You go into the achsadra and unload it there. Why? Rashi explains, since it doesn't have walls, no one's putting kelim in there. You're not putting your china in there because it's not protected. Anyone can come take it. So therefore, there's no issue of breaking kelim. Therefore, go do it in there. Master of Sheshes, 1 minute. Echad shari batim ve'echad shari achsadros. But we learned elsewhere that if you have a shari bayis or a shari achsadro, yesh lehen dalet amos, you do get the 4 amos. To answer the Gemara, ki tanya hi. When was that said? That was said by achsadro de be'rav. Achsadro de be'rav was see-through walls. So achsadro de be'rav, pshita, it's pashat that you could that would be the halacha. In dur niyem aliyhi, it's a regular house. Ella achsadra rum yasa. We're talking about an achsadra rum yasa. An achsadra rum yasa was a type of achsadra where the walls, they had walls, but they didn't reach all the way up to the top of the achsadra. The open space. The 10 tefachim, and the rest of it was open space. Such an achsadra has the name of a house. Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Beis shar achsadra, a beis shar, a guardhouse, a little small little house, achsadra, marpeset, a porch, yesh le dalet amos. All these places get 4 amos. Hayu chamisha batim psuchin lemarpeset. But if there are 5 houses opening into the same porch, ein lehen el dalet amos bavad. You only get 4 amos. Barmenei Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai, lol shel tarnagolim. What about a chicken coop? Yesh le dalet amos, awen le dalet amos. Not sure what this kasha is. You get 4 extra amos for a chicken coop. Amalei, time am I. The whole reason why you get 4 amos is mishum pirik masai. Is so you can unload your stuff. Hacha, mifatfiz ba'olim, mifatfiz v'yorid. The chicken goes in, the chicken goes out. What do you need 4 amos for? What do you need 4 extra amos for? What was the havamina? That's so someone wanted to say the havamina was maybe the ladder that you attach to it for you yourself to go in to clean it out. That, for that you get 4 extra amos. It's a difficult gemara. But boimene, Rav Amir of Nachman, bayis a house, chetiv mekor v'chetzi ein mekorah. Half it has a roof, half it doesn't have a roof. Yesh lo dalet amos or ein lo dalet amos? Do you get the extra 4 amos or not? So amalei, ein lo dalet amos. You don't get the extra 4 amos. What for? Lo mi boya kiruv milagabav. For sure, if this roof part is on the outer part, then the efshad the ayel legabav mufari. Go in and take off the load. Nobody keeps anything in the unroofed part because it's not protected. So do it there. And even if it's the other way around, you can go in there and take off and unload your animal. Again, there's no reason why it has to be, no reason why you need an extra 4 amos. The whole purpose is to have extra space to unload your animal. You have the space in the unroofed area. Let's say you have a mavui. A mavui was like a street where houses went in, right? You want to move your entrance out of the mavui and put it in a different mavui. Right? You want to make your front door your back door, and you want to close up your front door, and your back door now is going to be adjoining a different mavui. B'nei mavui ma'akfin alav. O'ein ma'akfin alav. Can the b'nei mavui stop you or not? The reason why they're going to stop you is because it could be that it's going to make them walk longer to get out of the mavui if you seal your door. Others say, the other mavui wants to stop him. They don't want more traffic in their mavui. The other mavui, not this one, the other one. You can't open your door here. For 200 years, it's been this way. You can't all of a sudden do that. That's a machlokas, what this means. Rashi says it's the first mavui. It's a difficult pshat. What do they care? to make a longer walk, I'm not, how's that possible? The other mavui doesn't want you opening up. They don't want more traffic in their mavui. They don't want you having your front door there. Amalei, so he said, b'nei mavui ma'akvin alav, they can stop you. Achsanya, now when soldiers come and live in your house, because there's a war, they're taking over houses, so the townspeople will divide up. How are the soldiers going to go into houses? Lefi b'nei adam mitzchalekes? Does it go by a head count? Oh, lefi psachim mitzchalekes? Or does it go by how many doors you have? In other words, maybe the kasha is, maybe if it's more easy for the soldiers to come and go, that should override the amount of people in the town. It should be proportional. No, lefi b'nei adam mitzchalekes. We do it by people. Tanya nami hachi, zevel shebechatzer. When we have zevel in the house, mitzchalekes lefnei lefi psachim. Achsanya, but when it comes to an achsanya, soldiers, lefnei b'nei adam. But it goes by people. Amar v'huna, echad b'nei mavui. Shebikish listom kineged pitzcho. If somebody wants to close up his entrance in the mavui, b'nei mavui ma'akvin alav, b'nei mavui can stop him. Shemar ba'alei nesaderach. It's going to make them walk more out of the way. So, in other words, if you're right at the entrance of the chatzar, and somebody else is behind you, and you close up your entrance, you don't close up the door. You block the entrance. He has to go around. So he's making it more work for him. Meisvei, wait a minute. Chamesh chateros psuchos l'mavui. Five chatzers open into one mavui. We're talking about there's a vertical line. Five houses, they all open into the same mavui. Kula mishtamesh etzem achitzona. Everybody could use the outside mavui. Why? Because in order to get to the chatzer, you have to pass the outside guy. In other words, I can't get to the street without going through my neighbor's front yard. Right? I can't get to the street without going through his yard. I'm allowed to go through his yard. Is he allowed to go through my yard? What does he need to go to my yard for? He's not going backwards. It's a dead end. It's a dead end. What's he going in my yard for? In other words, everybody can only use the one that's closer to the chatzar to get out, to the mavui. If it's earlier in the mavui, what are you going to my property for? So, kula mishtemeshes l'chitona, hachitona mishtemeshes l'atzma. The outside guy can only use his own. Everybody could use the second guy's. He could only use his own. He doesn't have to go backwards either. So the inside guy can use all of them, and as you go out and out and out, they can only use theirs. That contradicts what we just said, that in a chatzar, everybody could use everybody else's property. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tanoyi, it's a machlokas tanoyim. Titanya, echad, we've named Mavish, Shabikas, Hakser, Pitzcho. If somebody wants to stop up his Mavoy, his entrance, one minute. The Mavoy Acher, but they might have Akvin Alav. They could stop him. Hayasasum, if it's closed, Ubikas, Lepascho, and he wants to open it, ain't been a Mavoy Akvin Alav. They can't stop that. Divi Rebbe, Rashir Ben Elazar Omer, Chamesh Chatzer, Zapsuchos, Lemavoy, if there are five Chatzers in a Mavoy, Kulam, Mishtamesh, Ez, Bemavoy, Zeem, Zeem. They could all use the chatzar. So Gemara asks, chatzar was man dekashmei. Who's stuck in now talking about a chatzar? So the Gemara says, chasur metzora, v'achi katani. It's left out, now we're going to stick it in. V'chein, chamesh, chatzeros, five chatzars, hapsuchos, l'mavoy, that open up into a mavoy, kula mishtameshes machitona. They can all use the outside house, because I have to get out. V'achitona mishtameshes la'atma, the outside guy can only use his own. Divrei Rebbe, Rishon Ben Elazar Omer, no, Chamesh Chatzeros, Hapsuchos, L'mavoy, Kula Mishtemeshes V'mavoy. Everybody can use everybody else's chatzar, even though you don't really have to. There's a right. You all live there, and there's such a right. And we'll stop here at the two dots. We finally caught up. And tomorrow we will deal with this more. I'm sorry I rushed over here at the end. Just wanted to finish already. Sorry I rushed. It wasn't hard Gemara. So if you look at this, the artist has a good picture of what the mavoy looks like. You look at the picture, and all this will be crystal clear. We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.